awake.
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
Somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
There's something about fresh morning air that just really makes me sick.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Something told me to turn on the radio. I know how this sounds.
Sounds crazy.
Crazy? Last time I checked, we pretty much make our living on crazy.
Who wants to put on a show?
It's showtime!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air. And this is like, this is like Groundhog Day for taxpayers.
Well, that's good news.
It is
everybody
good news.
Who was late and was they were going to pay a penalty.
Maybe you finally gave up last night and didn't hear
it's
that
like
you
a
got
snow
till
day.
Midnight tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. In case you don't know what happened, they had a meltdown on the website for the IRS yesterday. And so people couldn't file. People who were filing online, they couldn't file. So they saying, what are we going to do? And the IRS said, I don't know. It's not our problem. It's your problem. And then finally they relented and said, okay, what we'll do is we'll extend it 24 hours. So you got till midnight tonight.
The upside is that your money didn't end up in some Russian bank account somewhere.
Well, that's probably true, Hank. I think that's good point.
Not yet. Can you imagine, you paid your taxes? No. We'd have never received it, and it was in Russia. That would be bad.
Yeah, that would be a bad, bad thing. Okay, things we have coming up on the program today. That unbelievable explosion of the engine on the plane, the Southwest flight out of New York, made the emergency landing in Philadelphia yesterday. We'll share that with you. The pilot was unbelievably calm in this thing. We have some of the cockpit conversation with the control tower. We'll share that with you, too.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Okay, we got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up this half hour. Don't forget, Men from Maine, 620 and 720. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the drama, the excitement, the challenge of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And we meet our player this morning. His name is Dennis Sykan. He is a property manager from Hanson, Massachusetts. He's feeling very confident this morning, so we say good morning and welcome to the show. Dennis, how are you today?
Good.
Good? How about great? How about confident?
I
how about
awesome.
You? Okay.
Hey, the sun's out.
Excellent.
Sun is out. Everything is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now, here's exactly what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. During that one-minute time period, you'll hear the clock ticking in the background. If you know an answer, just keep going as fast as you can. If you don't know an answer, feel free to say pass at any time. We'll skip that. We try to get through all of them and then come back and pick up any that you have passed on. Are you prepared to do this?
Yes.
At the end of 60 seconds awaits a $1,000 bill for you in 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Left.
Who won the women's race in the 2018 Boston Marathon?
The woman from Wisconsin. Pass.
What does GIGA stand for?
1,000 bytes.
Ulysses S. Grant appeared on the front of which denomination of U.S. currency?
$10 bill.
What title role of the movie Pretty Woman was played by which actress?
Jennifer Roberts.
Say it again?
Julia Roberts.
What's the most common element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Say that again?
What is the most common element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Pass.
Which inventor developed the solid body electric guitar that made rock and roll possible?
Pass.
How many time zones are there in the world?
Pass.
What is a group of whales called?
School.
Time is up. Well, you made it through 9 questions. Unfortunately, you had some of those incorrect, and you passed on a bunch of them.
Well, you got your left-handed or right-handed question correct, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good move.
Desiree Linden won the 2018 Boston Marathon women's race. GIGA stands for a billion or 10 to the 9th power. Grant appears on the $50 bill.
I was going to say Presbyterian.
Nitrogen is the most common element in the Earth's atmosphere. Les Paul invented the solid body electric guitar that made rock and roll possible. There are 24 time zones in the world, and a group of whales is called a pod.
And Dylan, for you, Dennis, we have a consolation prize, a four-pack of Fandango passes to see Rampage, starring The Rock, in theaters now. Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a terrific day, and thanks for being a member of the nation, okay?
Thank you much. You appreciate bet. It.
And now, anybody else, if you think you got what it takes,
it's not
all
easy.
You have to do, no, it's
the pressure's on. Dennis,
when you get
good,
on
but...
and try it, it's a lot harder than it is just, you know, sitting in the car, sitting at home.
Right.
Okay, so log on to WRR.com and you could be playing next right here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
20, let's get Jermaine Fabian on.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are just wrapping up a week of fishing on Lake Sebago. Having bought new rods, new reels, new wading suits, a new rowboat, wilderness-rated pup tent, 6 cases of moose head, a box of catfish stink bait, plus 6 Italian sandwiches from Amato's. And during the entire week, they only caught 1 fish.
You know, Lem,
yeah.
I've been doing the math on our 1 week of fishing. Do you realize that with all that stuff we bought, it cost us over $1,500 to catch 1 lousy fish?
Oh, boy, we're lucky.
Well, how do you figure?
Well, we couldn't afford to catch 2.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
5.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. Okay, so yesterday, this Southwest flight leaving New York, it's heading to where were they going?
Dallas.
Los Angeles or
Dallas?
Where? Dallas. Okay, and the engine, one of the left engine blows up, and it's just really. And by the way, the latest they're saying this morning is they think it was metal fatigue. In one of the engine parts. So
well, it was something, but I can't even believe. What I mean, I can't. It's kind of a nightmare what happened. I mean, just the engine exploded, and then it shrapnel hit the window, and then the window opened, and then it was chaos, and then they had to make the emergency landing. And I hate flying so much because of so many reasons, but I feel like. We've had a nice little break of, like, weird stuff happening. It's just people behaving badly. But now, with people behaving badly and engines exploding, I can't take it.
I
live in fear of sitting there and having that thing drop down. You know, like that thing that looks like a...
The oxygen mask.
Yes.
Okay, so...
It's yellow and you put it around your head and you're supposed to ignore
your
kids.
You look like a duck.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to hear from anybody who has ever been on a plane when the oxygen mask came. I've never been on a flight with the oxygen mask.
I hit turbulence. And when I tell you, I hit like nothing turbulence, like just going over a pothole turbulence. And my palms start to sweat. My natural deodorant is working overtime right now.
It's a good thing you're not a pilot.
That's right.
Okay. Now, exactly.
That's the amazing thing about this whole thing, because the pilot is absolutely fantastic in this thing. Now, I did hear one of the passengers say yesterday, they asked one of the passengers, but when they're coming back down, and they dropped, they're coming down fast. He said, did you get any information from the pilot? And they said, and they were kind of complaining, no, the pilot didn't fill me in. And I'm thinking, no, I got a feeling the pilot's...
Kind of busy.
Kind of got things going on in the cockpit at that time. And so we have this pilot is not just any pilot. This pilot is Tammy Jo Schultz. And she was one of the first F-18 pilots in the Navy. First female F-18 pilots in the Navy.
Yep.
Very well qualified. Now listen to her conversation with the tower. The plane's coming down at a rapid rate. It's got a hole in the side of it. The passengers have just had to pull somebody out of the window to keep that person from getting sucked out of the plane. And it's a bad situation. Listen to her conversation.
Southwest 1380. I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet.
Southwest 1380, like to turn, start turning inbound.
Southwest 1380, start turning southbound there. There's a Southwest 737 on a 4 mile final. We'll be turning southbound. Start looking for the airport. It's off to your right and slightly behind you there. And altitude is your discretion. Use caution for the downtown areas.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well. We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And are you? Is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
Is your airplane on fire? No, but part of it's missing.
Yeah, like, I could never be a pilot for so many reasons.
Really, for
but
so many reasons.
But one thing is, like, he's like, yeah, the airport's on your right. I'd be like, where? Left or right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, be careful of the downtown area. I would be screaming and crying and asking for my mother.
Do you handle pressure well?
No. That's why I'm not a pilot.
Okay.
I go nuts if the Wi-Fi goes out.
I know. Seriously. Okay. Look, if you've ever had the oxygen mask come down, give us a call this morning, okay? In the meantime, Hank is right here. We got an update on the commute. Hank, what's going on here?
Now, if you're headed to Logan today and you have a flight out, just know that you can ask when you check in to get your boarding pass. You can ask how much experience your pilot has.
Is that right?
Yeah, but then you're obnoxious.
My mother always does that.
Yep. No!
Ask away.
How are things at home?
Oh, my God.
You don't have any problems? The wife and kids okay? Oh, your husband's doing well, I hope. We got Tim's online. Hey, Tim, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
Good. So what's the deal with you?
It's funny you just mentioned about the, asking the pilot on the way in. I always ask the pilot how the weather and everything is because I get really nervous. But what I called about was... We didn't have one where the oxygen mask came down, but we were flying into to Newark, and there was a really bad storm, and the turbulence was so bad. The stewardess actually told us all. She goes, "You guys are on your own. Put your seatbelts on." And she goes, "I'm not coming back there." And she was screaming hysterically. She just lost it. It was like pretty terrifying. Yeah.
I'm sorry we met under those circumstances.
Wow. You don't want to see a flight attendant screaming hysterically. Although they did say on this flight yesterday that some of the flight attendants were crying.
So, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to see a flight attendant cry.
I hate to see a flight attendant cry. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Coleman. Have a great day. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air. We were just talking about Barbara Bush because Barbara Bush passed away last night. 92 years old, first lady, and a lot of people forget she was also the second lady for 8 years.
Yes, she was one of only the second woman in American history to have both a husband and a son become president. The first one was Abigail Adams.
So
local lady.
Yeah, local.
Yeah, Quincy.
Out of the Q.
Out of the mighty Q.
We're just asking, so when we say Barbara Bush, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? Okay, so what's it with you?
Hi, when I think Barbara Bush, I think of her pearl necklace.
Yeah.
She always
no
wore
kidding.
Her pearl necklaces. I think of that more. I think of Jackie Kennedy when she wore her pearl necklace with John playing with them. But with Barbara Bush, I always think of her pearl necklace.
That's great. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
And you think about the blue dresses.
Well,
I never saw anything but blue.
She really... My mother had a suit in the 90s that was royal blue, and I told her she looked like Barbara Bush in the nicest way possible. But, she was one of these women. What an interesting life that she had. And she was going to Smith. She dropped out because she fell in love with George Bush. And, they were married for 73 years. And she was talking to Larry King back in 1994 about her life and all the people that she met and sort of how lucky she was. And here it is.
I looked and the airplane went into the White House and a lot of things happened. The Pope. Arafat met with Rabin. A lot of things happened. And I sat and watched the news. Darling Jessica Tandy died and Hume Cronin. And I thought, I knew every single person or place that was on that television set thanks to George Bush, with the exception of Arafat. And George did meet him this year. But every other person knew me and I knew them.
Quite a life.
That's an amazing life. Because I always knew that I was lucky and that life had been good to me. But I really... remembered again how really good it had been. I love people. I really loved living in the White House, but I don't miss it at all.
Don't you miss what you love?
No, because I got more. We're having the best time you've ever known.
Yeah, it's just, yep. She was, I saw her speak in Boston. Oh God, it has to be like 15 years ago. And she was so funny.
Oh,
like,
she was
laugh
extremely
out loud,
funny.
Side-splitting funny. I couldn't believe it. Just a really great sense of humor, so smart. Whether or not you agreed with her husband's politics, she didn't agree with them half the time.
That's true.
And so, but she was just a very real person.
She used a lot of self-deprecating humor, too.
Sure,
and she
sure.
was never offended, but because even like back in the day, even Saturday Night Live used to do takeoffs of Barbara Bush is the Quaker Oats man.
Oh, God,
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, well, she was really quite a life. Quite a life. So, yep.
She will be missed.
Yeah.
Okay, the Hanksters here. What's going on, Hank?
Wow, big night for sports last night. Jaylen Brown, he absolutely exploded for the Celtics. 30 points. Terry Rozier added 23. The Celts beat the Bucks 120-106 to take a 2-0 lead in the opening round playoff series last night at the Garden. Game 3, Friday night in Milwaukee. And how about those Red Sox? They roughed up Angels rookie phenom Shohei Ohtani. They rolled to a 10-1 win last night in Anaheim on their way to their fifth straight win. And Mookie Betts blasted 3 solo home runs, his first on the 7th pitch of the game.
3-2 again. High fly ball. Well hit. Deep left. Back, back, back. Gone! Shohei Ohtani, say hello to Mookie Betts. His third of the season. A heck of an at-bat. He touches them all, and the Sox lead it 1-0.
Yeah, the Red Sox had 5 home runs. Brock Holt and Jackie Bradley Jr. The others, Ohtani gave up 3 runs in 2 innings. He had to leave with a blister on his finger. David Price, 5 innings for the win. So apparently the warm weather is better for that left hand of his.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get any of that sensation he talked about. Teams meet again tonight. Rick Porcello against Tyler Skaggs. Bruins had the day off yesterday. They practiced today ahead of Game 3 tomorrow night in Toronto. They lead that series 2-1. And the NFL will announce their complete 2018 schedule tomorrow night. It's a 2-hour special on the NFL Network at 8 o'clock. The Patriots know their opponents, but they'll find out the order of the schedule and their bye week. That all happens tomorrow night. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Okay, the big birthday bellbuster is coming up next, and what are we doing today?
That's right. Today's Brian Bellbuster, brought to you by MassSafe.com. It is Joe's birthday, and his wife wanted to mess with him, so they had just painted the house. I told him they'd kind of used the wrong color.
Okay, but why does it matter?
Well, because you're on the historic registry.
Historic registry for what?
Paul Revere actually stopped there on his midnight ride to pee, and it makes it a historic spot.
Okay.
One if by land, two if by pee. That's how it goes.
But still, what does it have to do with my house?
Well, we're going to need you to repaint that.
Say that again?
Really? Really?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Dolores and Joe just painted their house, and I don't think Dolores is really happy with the color. So she wanted a Brian Bellbuster for Joe's birthday to mess with his paint choice.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Looking for Joe.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Bill Dawes here from the Historic Society.
Hello. Okay.
We noticed that you just recently painted your house.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, not sure about the color there, Joe.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean by that?
I'm not sure that it's on the Historic Registry of Colors.
Okay, again, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, looks like you've got more of you got a gray on your house there?
Yeah, Duxbury gray, yeah.
Ah, it's a nice gray. But Duxbury gray is not on the registry. You should have used a Puritan gray.
What does that mean, though? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, your house is on the historic registry, so you need to use a registered historic paint color.
Okay, I'm sorry. And who am I speaking with?
This is Bill Dawes from the Historic Society.
Okay, what? So I didn't use the gray. What is that? I don't understand.
Well, see, Puritan gray, that's the historical color. That's a number HC-164.
Okay.
What you've got there is a Duxbury gray is a HC-163.
Okay, but why does it matter?
Well, because you're on the historic registry.
Historic registry for what?
Your home. I didn't know if you knew this or not. There should be a marker even out on the sidewalk there. Paul Revere actually stopped there on his midnight ride to pee, and it makes it a historic spot.
Okay.
One if by land, two if by pee. That's how it goes.
But still, what does it have to do with my house?
Well, we're going to need you to repaint that.
Say that again.
You're going to need to paint it the Puritan gray.
No, I'm not going to have to repaint it again.
And what method did your painters use? It looked like kind of a big job sprayed on there.
Yeah, they did that, and then they, you know, used a roller where they needed to cover up some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to need the Puritan gray, and it needs to be applied in a historically accurate manner with, like, a horsehair brush.
You got to be kidding me, man.
We could probably get away with just painting the front of the house, just
the
facade.
I'm not repainting the front. I'm not painting any part of the house. If you guys want to pay for it and send somebody down, then maybe I'll discuss it, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not painting it. That ride was like 400 years ago, so I don't care if it's an historic landmark area. I'm not doing it.
Just the front? Maybe just the front.
No, not the front, not the side, not the porch, not the sill. I'm not repainting the house.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. The trim should really be a Weston Flax. It's an HC5, if you want to write that down.
I want to write it down. I'm not going to write anything down. I'm pretty much done with this conversation. You can go ahead and hang up whenever you want.
You don't care that Paul Revere peed there? He had to stop and get off his horse right out front. There should be a little marker on the sidewalk.
They have that marked that that's where he...
Yes, it was the pee heard round the world.
This is ridiculous. Phil, you said I'm done talking to you.
You never heard that? Longfellow poem? He was a Longfellow. It took a while. He's been on that horse for quite a while, you know?
You guys got to have better things to be doing than just calling me up.
You know what, Joe?
Yes.
This is actually a Brian Bell buster.
What?
You ever listen to Lauren and Wally, Joe?
Yeah. God, come on.
Well, your wife Dolores gave us a call and said she wasn't sure about the color of the house, but...
Oh, my God.
She wanted to give you a Brian Bell buster for your birthday, so happy birthday. I'm sure the house looks great. Duxbury gray is a lovely color.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, you can get Dolores back when it's her birthday with a Brian Bell buster of her own.
I think I will.
Well, we appreciate you listening to Lauren and Wally and WROR.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I can't believe it. It's awesome.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So here we are, hump day, middle of the week. It's Wednesday of school vacation week. And this is about the time that parental guilt starts moving in because things have changed. So they're so different than they were. Like when I was a kid, you know, it was a completely different thing. You're on your own as a kid. They'd say, hey, go play with that cardboard box you got for Christmas. But today, the parents...
It's not that much different. I know. It's what's inside the cardboard box, which would be a phone.
That's true, which is a huge, huge difference.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that it's April vacation week. It's the second vacation. We have February... First, we have Christmas vacation, then February vacation, and now April vacation. I've run out of vacation. People don't have the time or the money to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and
yep,
so
yep.
You're stuck. You're just so... I started the week off with these grand plans. Like, we're going to go to the movies. We're going to go bowling.
Of course,
we're
going
to do fun. I'm going to go to a museum.
The path to hell is paved with good intentions.
I've done nothing except Lucy has watched quite a bit of Hulu, as have I. She's on her phone. I'm on my laptop. It's been rainy. It's nice right now, but it's been rainy. Even Marathon Monday, just everything. So I've given up. First of all, I'm better than my husband, who on Monday night, we were sitting having dinner with my parents, and I said, so Dave, you're going to get up and you're going to drop Lucy off tomorrow morning at my mother's, and then I'll pick her up after work. And he's like, why? Isn't she going to school? And I'm like,
he didn't know his vacation.
He completely forgot that he would have. I almost wish I didn't tell him because I wanted to get the phone call and be like, why isn't anybody at the school? So as bad as I am, he's worse.
Okay, so what's going on in your house, Brian?
Well, you know, my son Sam, he's 8. He was came in with us yesterday.
Yes.
He was our special guest.
Day to kind of take care of him because my wife has everything lined up for the kids, like play date today, play date tomorrow. And on Monday, she's like, all right, she had the day off. We're going to do crafting.
Crafting all day.
She did some crafting. She got this, like, build a unicorn kit. With my four-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Well, Kate finished it. It's a lovely unicorn.
Yep.
But about 5 minutes in, Lila was like, I'm good. She got her Kindle and went and watched her little movie on the Kindle while my wife sat at the kitchen table
and
for
crafted
like, I don't know, 6 hours building a 4-inch long unicorn.
Okay, a day well spent.
She's
like, look at my unicorn.
Okay.
And the greatest thing, though, is my mother-in-law came over and Lila showed her the unicorn that she and mommy made.
Oh, right. There you go.
Okay. So now you had big plans?
I had big plans. You know, one of my plans was, I just looked at Lucy and I'm like, I got to get her off that phone. She just loves to watch the phone and she wants to. And so I did. I actually, my solution was I bought her a TV. Yep. I bought her a TV. I'm like, this is better. You know, it's bigger, and you're not going to hunch over as much.
You know what we've done? We just put our chairs right next to the outlet so they can plug their devices in and sit down next to the outlet, and it never runs out of power.
Go sit in the corner and get a
happy
Eagle vacation.
Okay,
have a fabulous vacation.
I hope I made you feel better about yourself.
Okay,
Aaron.
Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we got your 720 men from Maine. And once again, Lem gets in trouble with the law. Hang on. Don't miss this.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, 720 men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem gets pulled over by the local police for speeding, and we hear...
Okay, Mr. Speedy. I'm going to have to see your driver's license.
Oh, for God's sakes, I wish you fellows could get together and make up your mind for once.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Yesterday, the judge takes my license away, and today, you want to see it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. If you didn't get a chance to see yesterday, the baby gorilla was born down the National Zoo in D.C. Absolutely spectacular. Okay. It just goes to prove that, you know, motherhood is an instinct that just transcends all species.
I don't know about that.
With a possible exceptions.
When I was, like, looking at this, I was like, that gorilla is a better mom than I am. I mean, it is. So I am not huge. Like, I see animal videos, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. This one brought me kind of to tears, okay? Yes. It's this Western Lowland gorilla named Kalaya, and she's 15, and she just had her first baby, Moki, a little baby boy gorilla, and he was 4.5 pounds. And she there's a video of her holding him up and just kissing his cute little gorilla face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's loving on him like no. It is the cutest, sweetest. I mean, even when Lucy was born, they put me in her arms. I didn't, like, kiss her yet. I was just like, whoa, this is serious. Wow. This gorilla
There's a big difference between human emotions and gorilla emotions.
I don't think there is if you watch this video.
Okay, no, I'm saying the emotions are the same, but the realization of the responsibility is completely different for the human being.
I disagree, because there's some other B-roll of Kalaya and Moki,
and she's
holding him. She's sitting up holding him to her chest, and she is giving everybody the stink eye. The way that you hold your newborn baby when a snot-nosed kid comes close to you in the grocery store, and they're about to touch the baby, and you're like,
get away from the baby.
Yeah. I have that look. She and I both know
But you have a stink eye in so many other situations, too.
So she's lying around. It's just the sweetest, greatest thing you'll ever see. It'll make your day. And the other thing, too, is that I didn't realize this. The Western Lowland Gorillas, I knew they were in danger, but there are only like 200,000 left in the world. And this is just the most heartwarming thing.
Little Moki, who weighs 4 pounds, they grow to 350 pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's like a human. I know people have three. You know, I mean.
You can push the limit there.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, basically the difference is.
302.
When the baby gorilla is born. The mother gorilla isn't sitting there thinking, man, 18 years, I'm facing $200,000 in college tuition. You know what I'm saying?
You're so heartwarming and uplifting, and you really see the sort of emotion in the situation.
Unless, of course, you got a really smart baby gorilla.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think they look and say, oh, my God, he's hairy, just like his father.
You can check this adorable, adorable, heartwarming, life-affirming video on WROR.com. Trust me, it is worth every second of watching.
Stick around. Okay, we got... LB's
Dirty Laundry coming up next.
6:25. What are you covering?
Really interesting story about a very wealthy woman who says money can't buy you happiness. We can make fun of that at 7:45.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, man? All you nosy people, it's time. The 7:45 Dirty Laundry Report is on the air at WRR. We delve into the private lives of other people who drive us crazy.
Okay, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. Is Tom Brady somehow involved with Stormy Daniels? TV rating surprises, but first.
What?
Mo money, mo problems. You know, I don't agree with that at all, but it's always a rich person who says that. I think it was Biggie Smalls. He was pretty rich when he said it. Anyway, Guess who's saying it now? And I'm really a little bit heartbroken about this. Amy Schumer. Schumer! What are you doing? Don't lie to us. She says, the I Feel Pretty star, that opens this weekend, by the way, and I cannot wait to see it because it's about a girl with low self-esteem who hits her head and then thinks she's beautiful. I'm going to stop wearing my helmet.
Really? Really? Yeah. Give me a hammer.
So anyway, it opens Friday. She says that, she said, I have become, this is a quote, I have become rich and famous, and I am no happier now than I was when I was waiting tables. That's really? The truth. Happiness really? Starts with can't start with external stuff. That's with money, success, or your body. Big lies. She sits on a throne of lies. I love Amy Schumer, but this is the biggest pile of bull dung I've ever heard, and it's always coming from rich people.
That seems like a nice message.
No, it's not. It's a nice message, but it's not a true message because I will tell you right now, I have stayed at a Days Inn and I have stayed at a Fairmont. And you know where I was happier?
Days
Guess
Inn?
What? The Fairmont. I have had my car break down and didn't have enough money to pay for it. And I have had my car break down and had enough money to pay for it. Now, I wasn't happy in either of those cases. But
you were happier.
I was happy that I wasn't going to have to worry about the money. And so this whole sort of concept that you can, I mean, it's not going to solve all of your problems.
No, no, but it's all relative.
But it's going to make, I believe that vacationing on a yacht on the south of France coastline is a heck of a lot better.
You have no idea, though, the stuff you have to pack.
It's such a burden.
Anyway, yeah.
Haven't you been to a Holiday Inn Express?
Yeah, I know. Come on. Seriously.
You know, I just wish that these rich people would just be like, you know what? It's like Arthur. You know, the Arthur is my spirit animal, you know, Dudley Moore, because he was drunk and rich, and he was proud of it. So, anyway,
now, I've heard it said by somebody who was pretty well known, I can't remember who it was, that, hey, I've been rich, and I've been poor. And I'll tell you right now, rich is better.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so, what about Tom Brady and Stormy Daniels? I'm starting a rumor. Were they involved? No, not really. Stormy Daniels' sketch of the guy who allegedly threatened her not to talk about her tryst with Donald Trump looks a lot like Tom Brady.
It really looks like Brady.
I think he kind of looks more like that tool Tony Robbins, but kind of, it's a
cross. Strong
chin. It's a very strong chin.
Yes, yes.
I think Tom Brady was not, he was too busy deflating balls or whatever than to be threatening poor Stormy Daniels.
No comment.
It does. I'm just looking at it right now.
Two very sensitive subjects.
Wow.
Moving on. Yes.
Okay, and Roseanne, killing it still in the ratings. 13.7 million viewers last
week.
Number
one, right?
Number one. It beat out The Big Bang Theory. And speaking of The Big Bang Theory, Johnny Galecki was on Roseanne last night. Here we have a little bit of a clip of him. He returned as David, Darlene's lost little, actually ex-husband at this point.
So, let's go give everyone the good news. I don't think your dad will kill me in front of the kids.
David, there's no good news.
What do you mean?
Just not going to work.
Sure it is. We worked last night.
Oh. First of all, I remember doing most of the work.
Okay, let's just cut it off there. Shall we?
Right. Wow.
Anyway, so yeah,
back.
There you go.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, is someone going to win a grand in 60 seconds this morning right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show?
Is it a
possibility that Joanne Rabs of Pembroke, Massachusetts, who works for a large financial organization, is going to be the one? Oh, it's so exciting.
It is, isn't it? It's thrilling.
We have Joanne on the line with us right now. Good morning and welcome to the show. Joanne, how are you doing this morning?
How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
You're okay.
You're okay.
Come on. You're great.
I'm fantastic.
You're going to do this.
You're feeling good. You're feeling strong. Right, Joanne?
Yeah, I'm getting a massage as we
speak.
Oh, wow. Now, here's the deal. Joanne's the first person we've ever contacted to play the game, and she said, you have a 7-second delay. So what kind of shenanigans you got in mind anyway, Joanne?
I'm just concerned about some language.
You have a filthy mouth, apparently.
Okay. Now, here's what's going to happen to you, Joanne. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second timeline. You will hear the tick, tick, ticker in the background. You can say pass at any time if you don't know the answer. Move on as quickly as you possibly can. We get through all 10 answers. You go back, you pick up the ones you missed. If you get all 10 correct in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 bill. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What's the name of Boston's international airport?
Logan.
What U.S. state has the longest coastline?
California.
Who is credited with inventing the telephone?
Bell.
What weighs more, a pound of lead or a pound of feathers?
Neither.
What is the lead singer of Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
What 1953 Ian Fleming novel is the first in which James Bond appeared?
Pass.
How many ways are there to leave your lover, according to the Paul Simon song?
50.
Where were the 1996 Summer Olympics held?
What was the year?
1996.
Atlanta.
How long were Barbara Bush and George H.W. Bush married?
70 years.
Who played Norman Bates in Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 film Psycho?
Oh, good try.
Time is up. You did pretty well according to my calculations. You got 6 correct there, and you passed on a couple. So what's the deal here?
Okay, the U.S. state that has the longest coastline is not California. It's Alaska. The 1953 Ian Fleming novel, the first in which James Bond appeared, was Casino Royale. George Bush and Barbara Bush were married 73 years, and Anthony Perkins played Norman Bates in Psycho.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did a really good job. Good.
And for doing that, we have a consolation prize.
Yeah, you get a massage. And what else does she win?
We're going to send you to the movies. A 4-pack of Fandango passes to see Rampage starring The Rock. It's in theaters now, and you did a good job. So have a great time at the movies, and thanks a million for being a member of the nation playing the game today, okay?
Awesome.
Be proud of yourself. Okay. You did well.
You didn't say anything filthy.
I know.
Unbelievable. You want to go ahead and just say
something?
No, I will.
Okay, thanks for playing the game today. Okay, here's the deal. If you think you got what it takes to play, all you have to do is register. We could be choosing you. Log on to WROR.com. Okay, so we got this kid we know, we shouldn't say him, a young man now, because he's 15 years old now.
Yeah,
His name is Cam Newton, and, Cam Miller, not Cam Newton.
He's much tougher than Cam Newton.
Much tougher than Cam Newton. His name is Cam Miller, and he was our pedal partner last year in the PMC Challenge. And he went through his last treatment at Dana-Farber, was it 3 months ago? I believe was it 3 months ago?
Last week.
Oh, it was last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, great.
3 months, last
three
week.
3 months, yeah.
Last week, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, right, Cam? Yeah. Okay. So we're going to, the whole family's in here, and we're going to talk about the Jimmy Fund and the Pan Mass Challenge, and we're going to do that coming up in just minutes. It's our own special Meet the Millers, okay? So stick around. In the meantime.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to invite you to join us right now for a brand new show called Meet the Millers. And joining us in the studio for Meet the Millers is the entire Miller family. They're from Quincy, Massachusetts. And the star of the show is a young man named Cam Miller. Cam is 15 years old, and I believe it's on May the 3rd. Is it May 3rd, Hank, that he's going to be 16?
Yes, it is. 16, magic 16. That means your permit's coming quick.
There you go. Okay,
oh,
now
my
the amazing thing about Cam is that he has been a cancer patient at Dana-Farber, working with the Jimmy Fund for, let me see. Cam, how long were you a patient?
I was a patient for 2 years.
2 years, okay.
What type of cancer did you have?
I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. And you received your final treatment just last week, is that correct?
Yep.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Is this incredible or is this incredible? Now, we ride each year for the Jimmy Fund in the Pan Mass Challenge. And we're riding again this year. Last year, Cam was our pedal partner. And we're fortunate every year to get a pedal partner. And we went to Fenway Park last year. We had a big party. Hey, you still got the pictures of you standing with the World Series trophies?
Yep.
You looked good in there, didn't you? You made those trophies look even better. Okay, now let's go to Dad for a second. Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. So, 2 years ago, you got the diagnosis. How scared were you?
Very.
Yeah.
Scared to death, right?
Yes.
Didn't know what to do, didn't know where to turn.
Nope.
So what did you do?
didn't really know what to do.
Did you go to the pediatrician first? Is that how you were diagnosed? Or
he wasn't feeling well. They thought it was walking pneumonia, then went back. They sent him for chest x-ray and then went right to Children's Hospital.
Okay.
With him.
Yeah, and that's when the magic started.
Yes.
What a place, huh?
Yes. Absolutely.
We need your help again this year. We really do.
One of the best things, you know, when we rode last year, Cam was our pedal partner. And when I pulled in, they do the pedal partner party during Pan Mass Challenge weekend.
Yeah. Right in Lakeville, right?
Yeah, at the Lakeville stop. And I pulled in. It had just been pouring rain. And there's the whole Miller family. Cam had his ROR shirt waiting for us, cheering us on. And, you know, you guys, kids like you, that's why we're doing this. And it was awesome to see you guys out there.
I need to introduce the sisters of Cam. Now, we want you to say hello on the radio.
Here.
No, you have to say it like with your mouth, not your
hand.
You
can't just wave at the light.
Hi, hello.
What's your name?
Go ahead.
Caitlin.
And?
Madison.
Okay.
Caitlin and Madison. Okay.
A great family, good support sisters. You know, you immediately gave your headphones to your brother, which I appreciated without rolling her eyes the first time. But
that was
she
nice.
Just rolled her eyes.
You know the thing that
you're a good little sister.
Thing that amazed me about Cam is that he's like a 60-year-old man in a 16-year-old body. He's like so chill and so calm. What did you feel like when they said to you, "You have cancer"?
I'm like, great,
great, just what I needed. Okay. You're going to be? Are you a sophomore now?
Yep.
Okay. And where you go to school?
I go to Quincy High.
Okay. Are you going to be out there supporting the Riders and the Pan Mass Challenge again this year?
Yes.
Now look, anybody who wants to help us out, we appreciate it. You can sign up, and you don't have to do like Brian is doing. The 6,000-mile ride.
192.
192. But you can do as little as the 25-mile ride. You can do the 50-mile ride. You can do all different rides in between. And we're trying to raise a lot of money this year. Our goal this year, get a load of this, $52 million is what we need.
We can do it. No problem, right?
The last challenge has raised over $500 million since its inception. And this money goes to the Dana-Farber and the Jenny Fund. I mean, this is a fundraiser where the money goes where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, go to WROR.com/PMC. We've got, you know, pictures from last year, all the info about the team. It's a lot of fun, and we really appreciate you guys being a part of it, and helping you out is it's why we're doing it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what the difference is this year?
What?
Last year, they were facing this uncertain future.
Yep.
Just a week and a half ago, he finished up his last treatment at Dana-Farber. How great is that?
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
Woo!
And that concludes Meet the Millers this morning, right here on the Lauren and Waddy Morning Show. Hey, we'll see you in between. We'll see you at the pedal party. We'll see you at the race and all that. Thanks for coming in this morning, everybody.
Now, this is your April vacation.
That's
sorry, guys.
That's the best we can do for you.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special educational segment of the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, Stuff You Need to Know. Okay, starting Stuff You Need to Know today, it's all about something that actually started yesterday.
Yes, we talked about the breakfast foods that you shouldn't be eating if you're trying to lose weight. I think one of them was Pop-Tarts. The other one was instant oatmeal, sugary yogurt, a glass
of orange juice.
Well, now I have 4 foods that you should eat if you want to lose weight.
Oh,
in the morning.
We're talking breakfast foods.
Breakfast foods. Now, any guesses?
A banana.
No.
Okay. Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, it's protein.
Close.
Chicken and waffles.
You know,
I
would like to say like a black coffee and a frosted coffee cake, but I got a feeling that's going to be wrong.
No, that's not right. Okay.
Bacon.
No. Eggs.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
They have 20 key nutrients, and you know what? It has 12 grams of protein, and it's really good. Actually, when I was eating eggs, when I was on a health kick and I was eating eggs in the morning, you're not really hungry until noon. It's kind of a great little thing.
You know where the eggs come from?
Chicken. I said you were close.
You know, a point well taken.
Which came first, though?
Yeah. Greek yogurt.
That's always the question.
Greek yogurt. High protein, low calorie. Make sure you don't add, like, chocolate, nuts, or fruit. Just Greek yogurt. You know, Greek yogurt is good in your tuna fish, too, as a substitute for mayo.
I'll keep that for mayonnaise. Really?
Yeah, it is. It's just a trick. Not like it's working for me. But
what about Greek yogurt
trick
with mayonnaise for breakfast?
Oh, maybe.
Now
protein smoothies, as long as you don't overdo the sugar factor.
Yeah.
And this one's my favorite, but not really.
Yeah?
Baked beans.
Oh,
I'm
in.
English
dude, I'm in.
Toast and baked beans is a big thing in Britain. And apparently, they're good because they give you an almost perfect mix of carbs and protein. Plus, they're quick and easy, and if you put them on toast or eggs.
I eat baked beans maybe 4 times a week. And I read the other day that it's the best food you can eat. Beans. Of any
beans.
Kind. Any kind
magical
of beans.
Magical fruit.
That's all right.
Exactly right. Okay.
Yeah, just don't, you know what? Don't do it in the morning, maybe. Maybe at night.
You know that one, kids.
And, okay. Educational thing number two you need to know for today. This is the best excuse ever given by a police department for missing evidence from the evidence room. Dateline, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Oh.
Eight police officers from Argentina's Buenos Aires police force were fired after a half ton of marijuana went missing from the evidence room.
Wow.
The officers claim they think the mice ate it.
Wow.
I mean, that's a pretty good, hey, man, look at the big cat.
Yeah, just judging by all the cheese that was then stolen.
That's probably
right
afterward.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.